Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A Radio Info Raw Edit podcast. The conversations behind our reports.
So run us through the changes. Let's start with today. That's the biggie.
As I said to you in April when I talked, you know, we would find the right time to come back to a talent-led premium breakfast show offering that will be able to be a starting point again for Today FM. We've been assessing, obviously, the right time. And to be honest, you know, it's been a difficult year for everyone this year. And, you know, finding the right time in this year to do certain things has been tricky. But our intention was never to go too early on putting in that strategy again with 2 Day. I obviously am in my first year in the role, so I wanted to be completely sure about the approach that we were going to take for 2 Day. Rather than racing back to the next best thing for us, it needed to be the right thing. And the right thing and the right time is 2021. With a talent-led offering, with Hughesy Ed and then Aaron coming into the fold as well, to be able to get us back to delivering strong, experienced, established chemistry show with a... obviously Aaron joining that as well, and Aaron's a rising star in our eyes. We feel like this is a really good time to be able to come into the market with something that our audiences are already familiar with. Hughesy is known and loved in Sydney. It's obviously the right time for him to consider now that transition. It's been pretty hard to move people around the country with borders closed, Peter. So, yeah. You know, this is 2021 is where things are opening up again, and we're excited that we can be able to enact some really big change for Today FM.
Would this be the most highly researched breakfast team you've put together at SCA ever, you think?
No. In any change, we take a combination of science and creativity. What we know from the science background is Hughesy and Ed are well-loved in that market. We also know that Hughesy's fan base is growing in Sydney as well. They haven't heard him do breakfast radio like Melbourne has, apart from being the regular fill-in for Kyle, which I'm led to believe was quite often on Kiss.
Now.
No, that's not a dig. But, you know, he was obviously he's well-loved. And so, yeah, there's a combination of science and creativity around this. And I think we have to have that with all decisions. We don't let one sort of lead the other. We're excited by this show in totality. It feels like the right thing at the right time with a team that wants new challenges. I think it's going to be a really fantastic starting point again for 2 Day.
Did you try to get Hughesy and Kate as a duo?
No.
That was off the table when you started?
I've never had a conversation with Kate.
Oh, okay. Obviously, conventional wisdom says that, you know, you can either plant a show and grow it from a seedling and nurture it, and that takes years, or you get big names like you're having. That takes not a long time to figure out whether the audience loves it or not.
Yeah.
Does that put you on tenterhooks right through Christmas and into the new year now?
Not really. I mean, as I've said before, I don't have an ambition to start with a development show in our flagship station. That's been trialled before in the last few years, and and I'm sure you know there's opinions on you know some things that we've tried in the last 6 years, but we've never stopped trying. While we've had a break for sort of the last 12 months. Just as a bit of a circuit breaker to cleanse out that show. You know, we've tried lots of different approaches. And the approach now that I'm most excited about here is to deliver something into the market that has a level of experience and established chemistry, and you know, a show that can sort of hit the ground running rather than us having to develop it on the air from day one. I'm excited that this can go in there and knows what it's doing, and we'll be able to hit the ground running.
Okay, let's go to Triple M in Melbourne.
Well, there's nothing to say there yet, Peter, apart from the hot breakfast finishing up.
Right, so there's a change there. That's going to change the style of the breakfast show, which for some time was the market leader there.
11 years, you know, that's a really legendary show. Any show that can, you know, deliver into a market at the top of its game for 11 years goes into the book of legendary radio shows, I think. And there's, you know, there's many of those. There's Kyle and Jackie, there's Hamish and Andy, there's Jonesy and Amanda, there's, you know, the Hot Breakfast. There's Fifi in a different couple of different combinations. There's Fred in Perth. There's many shows that can take on that legendary or legacy brand, I think, for delivering a successful show for so long. And the Hot Breakfast goes into that pocket, absolutely. But it's time for change.
Okay.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When do you expect to announce the new breakfast team?
Before Christmas, we'll give you a Christmas present Christmas.
I can hardly wait.
You're welcome.
So let's move to Fox. What are the changes there?
Yeah, so, you know, we felt like there was an opportunity to put a comedic element to that show. It's had it before with Dave Thornton and Matt Tilley, and you know, it always does well when it has a comedic element into that show, and yeah, that it felt like the right time as well to have a look at how we can change the chemicals on that show. You know, obviously Fev's come into that show in the last couple of years, and he's a terrific new naughty boy for us. And, you know, he's really connected to the market and is well-loved by our listeners, as is Fifi, who's driven that show. And, you know, Fifi's been the centre of that show for many, many years and many years to come. But when you have a look and you listen to that show and you work out whether you need to either go through revolution or evolution, as we do with any of our stations, that's a show and a station that feels like it needs to have some evolution. Whereas Triple M Melbourne felt like it needed to have a revolution in breakfast. So I guess that's the approach. We still feel high value, you know, coming through from Fifi and Fev, and you know, the opportunity to put in Nick Cody, who's a terrific local comedian, feels like a good chance to make that change, just to, again, refresh and evolve rather than take a completely new approach.
Now, the Drive Time program, which has kind of, I think, gone under the radar with a lot of people. How's that been going? Well, with Carrie and Tommy.
Yes.
Right. So that's been confirmed as the new hit network, or confirmed as the hit network drive, national network drive program going forward.
Yep.
How's that been going? Because I haven't seen numbers on it.
Fantastic. Well, you know, it was one of those shows that kind of straddled inside the drive figures alongside Hughesy and Ed as well. So, you know, we kind of had a dual drive show offering, which was, that was an important approach for us coming out of the back of Hamish and Andy finishing up several years ago. You know, we wanted to take a different approach to drive, which we have done for several years now. Things evolve, things change, and we felt like it was a good time to bring back to a singular focus drive show, an easy one for our audience to get their heads around when there's one drive show. You know, we're going back to the standard bookend philosophy of one breakfast, one drive. It's an easy offering for our audience to understand, and that show's been growing incredibly well over the last few years. You know, we love both of them, and they both do, you know, an amazing job together. There's chemistry that you just cannot buy or create sometimes. You know, that they have a great chemistry together. And, we're really excited to now put them across the whole premium drive hours of 3 to 6 now.
What's a bet that the survey gods throw up blinders for the shows that you're getting rid of in the last survey? That's what normally happens.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. And that's okay. I mean, we don't make decisions based on, you know, one survey. We make decisions based on trends and where we need to, you know, always need to program for the next 2 to 3 years. That's always in my horizon of the decisions that we're making. What are we building and how does that feel and look for the next 2 to 3 years? So, you know, you're right. I really hope that, the Hot Breakfast absolutely goes out with a bang. They had a fantastic last 2 weeks of celebration of all of their content over the last, 11 and a bit years. And I'm really hopeful that that has a fantastic result. And as you said, more often than not, you get those increases on shows finishing up. And I think that's a really good nod. I love the fact that that happens. And I hope that happens with the Hot Breakfast.
So where do you think that next year, what's the outlook for next year? Will advertising bounce back? Will radio be coming back to where it was in pre-COVID times?
Well, I think there's a couple of things that I think will happen. I think we'll get back to some level of normality in that in-car listening will return, certainly in Melbourne. Some more regular listening patterns will happen with audiences back into commute. Certainly feels like there's a lot more cars on the road now than what there was 3 months ago in Melbourne. And I think that will show a return to normal listening patterns again. Albeit, I think that, you know, COVID has delivered audiences that opportunity to go and get their favourite shows on demand in the last 6 months. And we've seen the growth of that in our radio podcast numbers. But I don't, you know, I think, you know, live breakfast shows in the car and the results of that will return. I think the other thing that will happen is that there will be somewhat of a demand for light entertainment and comedy again next year. I think everyone's exhausted by the dark depths of 2020 and the difficult year that it's been and the news-hungry year that it's been. And I think, you know, I think you'll see a return to people wanting to be entertained and have a laugh again and not crave the news and the, you know, the COVID daily numbers every day like what's happened this year. So I think there'll be a return to a different appetite for content, and I don't think it's going to be led by news. I think it's going to be led by a bit of escapism again, you know, people just wanting a bit of a break. And I think, you know, we're calling 2021 2020 fun for us, and we're injecting a whole bunch of new exciting, you know, comedic offerings into our markets.
2021 will be 2020 fun.
That's right. You like that? Put that on a bumper stick,
yeah,
Peter.
That's not bad.
Just put one of our logos next to it.
Well, just supply me one. I'm sure you've got one. That's not a bad. Did you just make that up, or is that part of the mix?
No. It's certainly an approach that we will take. You know, we firmly believe that that's what our audiences are going to want to have next year. It's a bit of a sense of relief and comedy and fun again.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.